Hey there, everyone. Welcome to Talk Kidney to Me, your new go-to podcast for all things kidney. We're excited to share this space with you. Whether you or a loved one received a kidney disease diagnosis, you work in the space, or you want to know more about this unique area in healthcare.
Millions have kidney disease, but many don't even know it. We're here to change that.
That's right, Pesh. And the most common causes of kidney disease are diabetes and high blood pressure, which affect more than half of the folks in the U.S. So everyone should be interested in kidney talk. But despite these numbers, kidney disease doesn't get the same attention as other chronic illnesses.
Talk Kidney to Me wants to help change that, featuring the two of us as co-hosts, Sarah Eve, the Kidney Care Pro, and me, Pesh Patel, the transplant recipient who started A Kidney Life. We'll have guests from the kidney community and beyond. Join us for a fun and informative 30 minutes. From nutrition and wellness to exciting innovation, no topic is off limits.
Together, we're bringing awareness, education, and a whole lot of inspiration to the kidney community. All right, here we go. Talk Kidney to Me.
It's your boy Pesh here with Sarah Eve, and here we are at episode 8 of Talk Kidney to Me. Sarah Eve, how are you doing? We have gone through 7 of these already, and here we are at episode 8. How are you feeling?
I'm feeling pretty good. It's funny how each episode brings its own challenges, both with the material and even just with the tech stuff. So rolling with the punches and having a lot of fun.
Yeah, absolutely. It's funny how the little things that we can take for granted, even with our recording materials, can sometimes throw a wrench in the situation. But no, you're right. Here we are. It's been an amazing journey so far, and we have been lucky enough to have 3 amazing guests in Dr. Paramesh, Dr. Lee, and Dr. Reddy.
Yes. Huge players in the field. And just so exciting, I think, to meet folk that are out there doing the work and kind of bringing them into the fold and sharing what they're doing. So, yeah, great guests so far.
Yeah, absolutely. So as we kind of reflect on how we've gone through 7 episodes so far, how about we chat a little bit about us, because it's just us 2 on this one, no guests today, and a little bit about how this has impacted us, what we've learned in the short time, and just what we foresee for the upcoming future for Talk Kidney to Me.
Yeah, I think that sounds good. There's a lot to cover.
Sure.
But it's gonna be quick and fun.
Absolutely. Any particular place you want to begin? You want me to start? However you want to do it.
Well, so I wanted to talk about, your health updates. I think that's something that, I know we're friends in real life, but you've shared your story with us very vulnerably. And I'd like to hear how you're doing.
Yeah, no, thanks for that. And I guess instead of getting into labs or anything like that, I will share one thing that happened a couple of weeks ago, I guess previous to a couple of weeks ago when it was my birthday. And leading up to the birthday, it was, instead of looking forward to, oh, wow, here comes another year after everything I've been through, all the ups and downs of the roller coaster that is this kidney journey, I was kind of consumed with death, which was very weird, came out of nowhere, probably approximately 2.5 weeks prior to my birthday. And so I was just in that marsh, in that swamp of thoughts about death and, reflecting back on everything I've been through and the moments that I thought I wasn't going to make it. And there was those moments of triumph and those small victories where I got through it. But then I would revert back to thinking about death, even though the birthday was approaching and a reason to celebrate being here to even record this, this episode of this podcast and other things going on in life. So that threw me for a loop, needless to say, but I got through it. And I'm grateful I got through it. Had some people I leaned on, and I just kind of leaned on my own experience to get out of it also, which was helpful and a bit surprising, I must say. But yeah, no, it was weird, to say the least. And I'm just glad that is over. That little speed bump, if you will, has passed. And now I'm looking on to better things.
Yeah, well, thanks for sharing that, Pesh. I think
right? Sometimes the only way out is through, or the only way out is in. You know, so thanks for sharing that. And you know, those times are going to happen. And I'm glad that you had a plan. You leaned on yourself. You knew that from past experience, right? That you've gotten through times like this before, these dark days. And it just underscores the importance of all of us taking care of our mental health. You know, it can sneak up on you sometimes, you know, even like you're saying, right? A birthday when you should be, you know, perhaps should be celebrating, you know, having some other thoughts there. So, you know, I'm glad that, you know, that you got through it.
Yeah, no, thank you so much. And how about yourself?
Yeah, as far as updates or my mental health.
Whatever you want to share.
Yeah, I think I would share, I'm always inspired by your vulnerability in sharing these things, Pesh. I have to be honest. And honestly, whenever whenever I've worked with patients in the past, it's always that idea of like, you know, in the professional role, you sit back, you hear things, but like you don't share back, right? They don't know that you didn't brush your teeth before work or that you're struggling in your relationships or anything. So I think it's important for us on this side, you know, to share too. And so when I listened to the episode that talked about my house flooding,
sure,
I realized like I heard my voice and I heard even now I get a little choked up. Right? Like I heard that there's still work to be done for me in dealing with that trauma. So, you know, I accessed my EAP benefits through work. You know, that's a different story because it's actually been really difficult to find a provider. Again, underscoring, right, these small issues that I know it can't just be me who needs a couple of counseling sessions and can't find a therapist who takes the benefits or who takes the EAP. But, you know, doing some work there, I think hearing that and kind of hearing my voice and even just knowing there's still emotion in there, that's something that I need to work through, especially because hurricane season starts soon. And, you know, we're staying in St. Pete for a while. So this is going to be an issue that keeps coming up and I need to deal with it.
Yeah. Thanks for sharing that. But for people that don't know, what is EAP?
Employer. I don't know. Employer assistance plan. It's where you get three free counseling. So most insurance companies, right? I have private health insurance through my workplace. And so most workplace insurance programs offer like three covered benefits or three sessions to meet with a therapist. So you don't need, right? You don't need the whole referral and, you know, the workup. There's three, you usually get three sessions that are covered with a therapist.
Okay. Got
yeah,
it.
But it's difficult. So there's a benefit there, but it's difficult sometimes to find a provider that will take that knowing that you're only going to be seen for a few sessions. It might not be a long-term relationship. You know, they're book solid. So try and take care of my mental health too, but
sure.
You know, a little bogged down on the red tape of it at the moment.
Yeah, no, I understand that. And as you know, I'm always here if you need somebody to talk to. So moving on from that and pivoting a little bit into what we have personally going on as far as our involvement in the kidney world. Everybody knows who's been listening so far that you are a board member for AAKP, American Association of Kidney Patients. What do you have going on with them, if anything, in the upcoming months? Do you have anything planned, any events?
Yeah, the main thing for AAKP right now is we're onboarding, we're taking applications and onboarding a new board. So we tried to seat that before the September patient meeting. So I am on the committee for that. We just started some of our meetings. I was on it last year too. It's really a great position to be on, a great committee within AAKP because I get to meet a lot of the folks who applied and make new connections and just see, again, get to meet more great people in the field and have a role in shaping the next board for AAKP. So honored to be on that. That's been our big thing. And then, you know, just outside of kidney work, I'm actually due for my registered dietitian continuing education credits. They're due May 31st.
Okay.
So I've been a little heads down in my free time catching up on getting CEs. Because I procrastinated a bit this year. It's a 5-year cycle, but I let a few too many credits get close to the end. So it heads down. Reading some really great work though. I read a book on motivational interviewing for professionals, like for leadership. So that was really interesting because I've used motivational interviewing with patients before in a clinical setting. But it was really neat to kind of read it through the lens of managing change management at the organizational level. And then I'm just starting, I haven't fully dug into it yet, but I just started Fiber Fueled by Dr. B. It's really popular in this space right now. A lot of talk about fiber, so I'm excited to get into that too.
Oh, that's great. You'll have to let me know how that those books turn out if I need to read them.
Yeah, there's a lot of focus on fibers. Like these things kind of come up in trends, like, oh, omega-3s or protein or, you know, fiber. Like these have always been a thing. We've always recommended this. But they, you know, it sometimes takes a single person or an organization to really elevate it. So that's what's been going on with some of this plant-based, high fiber, you know, gut microbiome. I'm looking forward to reading it and sharing back with you and the audience about how it might help folks specifically with CKD and kidney failure.
Yeah, love that. Love that. Because, you know, I'm a big proponent of diet and all that also.
I know. I know you are. How about you, Pesh? How about a kidney life? I know you keep a pretty full dance card.
Yeah. Yeah. I am a glutton for taking things on a little too much, I think I found. But I've also, of course, I think part of it is because I spent the last year, 2 years or so, not doing much of anything, just trying to be healthy or be alive in certain aspects. So I've got a lot on my plate, but I love every minute because I'm getting inspired by so many people. So I really appreciate the people that I've been connected with and the network I am creating. So a few of those things are I am now a NKF, National Kidney Foundation peer. I'm in the peer mentoring program as a mentor. So other individuals that are dealing with dialysis, chronic kidney disease, anything dealing with transplants, I speak to those people so that they have somebody else to speak to, that they're not alone, that they have somebody that they can bounce things off of and understand that, hey, you know, sometimes it takes somebody else to just say, hey, I understand what you're going through. I've been there too. And so the peer mentoring program with National Kidney Foundation has been amazing. I'm also on the National Kidney Foundation Public Policy Advisory Board. So I'm very excited about that. And then locally in Louisiana, LOPA, Louisiana Organ Procurement Agency, of course, which again, shout out, they are gracious enough to let me record our podcast here. All the people are amazing. And with different events with LOPA at the end of April, we had, of course, our FADO Donate event, which was an amazing fundraiser in Baton Rouge. And then also National Kidney Foundation of Louisiana. We had our Baton Rouge Kidney Walk on May the 4th. And then working on some things, some exciting things for the fall that I'll share in future episodes. And then also getting certified as a kidney coach, a certified kidney coach with American Kidney Fund. I'm already an ambassador with American Kidney Fund, but I'm also going to get certified as a kidney coach with them. So yeah, a few things going on.
That sounds like a lot of things going on, Pat. Very good. You know, and it's great. Once you put yourself out there, I think in any capacity, you know, you just attract more, right? More like-minded folks, more opportunities, more projects. It just starts with being willing to, you know, put yourself out there. So kudos to you. And to everybody else who's taken this on as an advocate.
Yeah, no, it's important, but it's also one of those things that you do it. And Sarah, Eve, you've mentioned this before about you do something to do good, but you reap the benefits, it seems like, more than the people you're actually out there to help. And I found that. And it's given me so much more energy. I mean, we have our podcasts, I have my newsletter, and then these organizations, and I know what your work you do with the AAKP is important. So I don't know. I also realize that it's a very small world in the sense, in the kidney care world too. Because now when I have conversations like one of our guests, Dr. Anil Paramesh, you know, his name has come up with other people in conversations outside of Louisiana or outside of transplants. So it just shows you that it's important to make this network, to make these connections, and how we are in this kidney care world all connected.
Yes, those are two of my favorite things. You know, I volunteer not with AAKP, but I'm on the board of directors for a local environmental nonprofit, Stewards of Our Urban Lakes. We clean up St. Pete Lakes. And, you know, it's the same thing, right? You'll spend a day doing work. And at the end, I'm just like, thank you, thank you, thank you. Meanwhile, you know, really, they're thanking you. And it just becomes a little, you know, contest of who can be happier that you were there and did the thing.
Yeah.
And two, and the other thing is community, right? That has been, especially in the past few years, and I think post-pandemic, I think we're all really aching for community. And the fact is, you really have to build it yourself. I mean, it is out there, but it requires you going out there, talking to people, attending events, putting down your phone. But it is great when you find that community. I mean, it really, you know, and I can see how much it does for you, and I know how much it does for me.
Yeah, definitely. And are you familiar, Sari, with the Blue Zones?
I am.
And that's a key component, right? Is the sense of community for these centurions.
Yes, having something to do and having a purpose, 100%. Yes, having folks around you. Yes, love it. Love it.
Excellent. So let's pivot a little bit into, and back to our podcast, but pivoting into what we have planned for upcoming episodes.
Well, I don't know, Pesh, how many secrets we want to give away? How much do we want to tease and how much do we want to share? You tell me.
Well, I'll share one thing, which is pretty big. We're going to go from audio to video and audio. So you will get to see our pretty faces starting with episode 9.
Yes.
Go ahead.
As a woman, the video always adds an extra layer of getting ready to these. But yes, I'm very excited about the video because it's a whole new format. Then it takes us onto YouTube. It makes the shorts easier. You know, and I think it's gonna be really nice, a really nice compliment to those who want to just listen to the audio podcast. But for those who want to dig in and maybe watch shorts on YouTube or see us, it definitely adds a different layer that I'm excited to add.
Yeah, definitely. And you know, another thing that I think people won't be surprised at is how we dig into current events, how we will discuss what's going on. You know, recently we had that second pig kidney, the xenotransplant with the pig kidney. And so there's so much going on. So we are going to shift a little bit into having more of Sari, Eve, and I and discussing the latest trends, topics, research also. So I'm excited about that too, because people will get to hear our take, right?
Yeah, that's a good point too, right? I think part of this and you know, my idea of this podcast is still evolving as we make it. You know, it's always that like flying the plane while you build it. There is something to be said, right, for creating a space that feels very approachable. I know that I host some professional sessions, and I don't want the podcast to sound just like Sari, Eve, the professional, you know, just kind of going through the corporate motions again, right? This is supposed to be a different space. So I'm really excited to do that too. We'll balance it out. We already have one guest that I am over the moon about. I think he is just, it's going to be a phenomenal discussion. He's very interesting and in a really unique space. So we still are going to have some great guests, and I'm really excited about those. We have another two already confirmed, excited, replied as soon as I told them, as soon as I asked them, they replied. So it's great to see that enthusiasm. But yeah, I think we should start balancing this out with you and I.
Yeah, definitely. And I look forward to meet the Sari, Eve that I know and not be so buttoned up all the time. I mean, you don't have to be as laid back as me all the time, trust me. But, you know, the real you is great.
Thank you. It is funny. I do kind of compartmentalize myself. So Sari, Eve, I always use at work. It's kind of like my work persona, Sari, Eve. But you know, my family and I know myself is kind of a sass. That's kind of my nickname for myself, my family nickname. So yes, maybe as we move on, I'll be more comfortable to introduce everyone to sass and not always have to be buttoned up Sari, Eve. Thank you for that, Pesh.
Yeah, good. Because then I can call you that because you haven't allowed that yet. So I'm looking forward to that also. But yeah, okay. No. To one of the guests you're alluding to, I think people are going to be happy that that episode will be longer than 30 minutes because that's going to be one that I'm looking forward to digging into also.
Yeah. And that's it, right? We can ride the wave. You know, it's nice to have some of these short ones and Nugget kind of catch up with us, catch up with what's going on in the news and the field, right? But yeah, also then have the time and space when we have a great guest, you know, let them educate all of us and let us ask the questions that you would want to ask, right? Like, just get to it, you know?
Yeah, definitely. So one question I have for you, Sarah Eve, is from these last 7 weeks, what has impacted you the most with the, our podcast?
You didn't tell me about this one in advance, Pash.
No,
I was my questions in advance. You always surprise me.
It's better this way.
I was going to say, which is probably why you get better answers. I'm going to start doing this too. I think what surprised me most about the podcast is kind of what we were just talking about. And that is that sometimes I need to broaden my perspective on things. You know, I've chugged along in a certain way most of my life. And I think I'm ready to start thinking bigger and just be more open to where things could be, to how things could be. I think there's a real evolution in kind of who I am and who I'm becoming and who I want to be. Mm. And I think the podcast really supports that and it's almost like a vehicle or a proxy to see it kind of unfold, like just what you're talking about, right? Being comfortable to kind of be, you know, the sass, right? To kind of be myself and to allow and open up. That's been a big gift of the podcast so far. And, you know, I'm excited to see where that goes and how I might grow some more.
Love that.
Pesh, how about you? So,
the first thing I'll say is I'm surprised we've gone through 7, we're recording our 8th, and I have not dropped the F-bomb yet. So I'm very proud of myself for that, I will say.
What's this we?
I'm patting myself on the back for that, for sure. No, I am surprised that I have opened up in a sense, because writing the newsletter is one thing. It's words on paper, and I'm able to articulate, but to actually say these things out loud that I have these past few weeks about things I'm thinking about, things I've thought about, even with in our episode with Dr. Lee, where I said, hey, I have said, you know, hell no to dialysis, and even sharing that information with a bunch of strangers, you know, surprised myself with that. The other thing that I don't know if I'm surprised or not, but I think it lends credence to me saying that my brain is a bowl of jello at times, is whenever we're done recording, I don't remember anything I say. I think I'm totally in the moment, which I guess is good. But I don't, like, if you were to ask me 30 minutes after we're done recording, like, hey, remember when you said this? I may not remember. So I don't know how to feel about that. Maybe I need to see a therapist about this. I have no idea. But yeah, maybe I just black out for 30 minutes.
I'm gonna offer a different perspective on that, Pash. I'm gonna say that you don't black out. I'm gonna say that you got in the flow, right? That you're not, maybe you weren't always judging and recording, remembering everything, but you're just in the flow, right? At this point, when we do the podcast, it's just you and me talking. I kind of forget that people are gonna be listening to this. You know, it's just me and you when we're talking, and so I love that you get in the flow and that maybe you don't remember what we talk about until later.
That sounds so much better than what I just said.
Hey,
I appreciate
again,
that.
It's that corporate speak. I can spin anything.
Yeah, no, I like that. Good to have you around. No, so yeah, I think that kind of brings us to the end of this. We wanted to make this short and sweet and just also say thank you for everybody listening. We really appreciate you tuning in. We hope you share this with your friends, your family, your loved ones. We're here trying to raise awareness. We want to educate people. We want to advocate for those who may not be able to advocate for themselves, and to, you know, prompt you to advocate for yourself in your health journey, even if you're not a kidney patient. So we feel that's very important. I, again, would like to thank LOPA, Louisiana Organ Procurement Agency, for letting us use the studio.
Thank you, LOPA.
My guy Troy here with me through this, Troy Perez, has been nothing but amazing. And also remember, another great podcast is the Gifted Life podcast that LOPA does. And that's with my friends Joey Boudreaux and Lori Steele. And that is a conversation they have on organ, eye, and tissue transplants and research. Very informative, great duo that they have there, and they have amazing guests. So the Gifted Life podcast for LOPA is one I encourage you all to tune into.
Nice. I'll be sure to add that to my Spotify saved files. Yeah, I think this is great. We're going to wrap our first 8 weeks. I know behind the scenes, we kind of think of them as seasons. And I like that too, because it makes me think of right nature seasons. You know, there's that time to evolve and grow and to enjoy this process, right? To not rush it. So, you know, we're looking forward to, we're going to take 2 weeks off from new episodes, but you will be hearing from us during that time. I'm sure we'll keep posting and improving. So thank you. That was a great message, Pash. Thank you, LOPA. And I think that's it for today, Pash.
All right. Well, thanks everybody for tuning in, and we will see you soon.
This has been Talk Kidney to Me with your hosts, Sarah-Yves Schaefer and Pesh Patel. If you're enjoying the show, hit that subscribe button so you'll never miss an episode.
Follow us on social media at Talk Kidney to Me on LinkedIn and Talk Kidney to Me, that's the number two, on Instagram.
We'd love to hear from you. Email us at info@talkkidneytome.com or contact Pesh on LinkedIn or through Instagram at akidneylife. Sarah-Yves can be reached on LinkedIn or at sarah-yves.com. Until we talk kidney again, light and love to you all, and thanks for listening.
The Talk Kidney to Me podcast is for general information purposes only and does not constitute the practice of medicine, nursing, or other professional health care services, including the giving of medical advice. The use of information on this podcast or materials linked from this podcast is at the user's own risk. The content of this podcast is not intended to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Users should not disregard or delay in obtaining medical advice for any medical condition they may have and should seek the assistance of their healthcare professionals for any such conditions.